like the fragrance after rain. Jesus, 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 let heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away. There is something about that name. We love the name. The Holy Name, your precious name, Jesus, 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 there's something about the name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after rain, Jesus, 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 let heaven and earth proclaim. Precious name, kings and kingdoms will all pass away. There is something about that name. We love the name, kings and kingdoms will all pass away. There is something about that name. Jesus, like the fragrance after rain. Jesus, 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 let heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away. There is something about that name. We love the name. The Holy Name. Your precious name, Jesus, 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 there's something about the name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after rain, Jesus, 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 let heaven and earth proclaim, kings and kingdoms will all pass away, there is something about that. Name, the Holy Name, your precious name, kings and kingdoms will all pass away. There is something about that name. We love the name.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we connect our faith by your own Holy Spirit to all filled with your Holy Spirit. And we ask you this morning, do a work. Do a work. Manifest 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was revealed to destroy the works of the devil, because the devil is a liar.
I get caught up in trying to be something I'm not, to please everyone else. I look deep in the mirror to find everything that isn't right with myself. God only knows I've tried to fight it, fight it. It's just the world that's always crying, crying. The devil is a liar, says he can give you everything that you desire. Everything you want, but you keep saying with desire. So don't believe the lie, it comes at a price. Got somewhere to be, people you need to see, gotta keep up. They say image is everything, making it hard to think that you're enough. God only knows you've tried to fight it, fight it. It's just a world who's always lying, lying. The devil is a liar, says he can give you everything that you desire. Everything you want, but you be playing with the fire. So don't believe the lie, it comes at a price. Yeah, the devil is a liar, says he can give you everything that you desire. Everything you want, but you be walking on the wire. So don't believe the lie, it comes at a price. Don't believe the lie. Dancing with the devil, don't believe a single word, 'cause when we get to heaven, we gon' sing and watch him burn.
Do not believe his lies. Now, I don't know, but Connecticut, if you own here this morning, would you press 1 in the blog talk? And I want you to press 1 if you would just share a bit of your testimony. So, Connecticut, if you're on here this morning, press 1. They might not be on here because they're heading back home and they drove. But the praise report is she's free. She's free, and they both got blessed, the husband and the wife. But the beautiful thing, and I mean, it was a battle royal, but the king won. King Jesus won. That's all I can say. King Jesus won. And once I talk to her and get her permission, I really want you to hear this testimony. And I learned a lot. I saw love in action. I saw a man that loved his wife. I mean, genuinely loved his wife. I saw 2 people that genuinely love God. And I can assure you that if they didn't love God, she wouldn't be alive today. she would not be alive today if there was not a genuine love of God in this lady and in her husband. And she wouldn't be alive. I don't think she would be doing as well as she is right now if she had not received the kind of love that she received from her husband. I mean, it was a beautiful thing for me to watch. It was a beautiful thing for me to watch in front of my own eyes. 10, 12, 15 years maybe melt off this lady's face. This lady had beautiful, beautiful dimples. And the devil had put such pressure on her that her whole face changed and you couldn't even see her dimples. And then she told me, she said, I used to have two dimples on each side. But what God did, he made one big dimple on each side. And when she smiled, it was marvelous. Complete and total transformation in front of my eyes. So I'm going to ask her to write it out. I saw her skin go from pale, white, to like almost like she had makeup on. And I know she didn't have no makeup on because I watched her. But I saw life come back in her face. I saw life come back in her skin. I saw God melt off years. And her husband looked at her through the eyes of love and said, you look young. He's a soft-spoken man. He said, you look so young. If people only knew the kind of devastation and badness that the devil and misery that the devil brings on them. And you know, I had a camera right here. I could have taken her picture. I didn't want to. I don't like to take pictures and stuff. Some things are better left kept in your heart. But pictures are great. Don't get me wrong. And I should have, I briefly thought about it as they were going out the door. And then I thought, no, it's okay. I'll just leave that alone. When the Bible talks about transformation, it's real. It's real. And that's why I love this ministry of spiritual freedom. Because it affects your spirit, your soul, and your physical body. Time and time again, I've seen it happen. But now, it used to take a long time for me to see it. Not now. What this lady and her husband went through here, I can remember when it took me almost 10 years to get somebody to that point. Now I'm seeing him do it in 3 days. And the first day, when people come here, I don't make them do anything but rest. Because I gotta get them into ease, like I always talk about. Because when they come here, they're very much not in ease. I've learned so much even from being on this mountain. I've seen God do things that kind of like warp speed. And I'm seeing it. And I'm looking forward to what I'm going to see today, tomorrow, and with the people that are here now. And then I know I'm going to see some miraculous things after I go and put my feet on Texas soil, like God told me to. Stopping in Mississippi. So after these people leave today, I'm going to handle what I didn't do that the Lord told me to do, and that was stop by Mississippi and go into Texas and turn around and come back. But I find out I got some people waiting for me in, guess where? Longview, Texas. Or right outside of Longview, Texas, somewhere. They been on the tag line. And they got a horrible situation, and they called me up. And they said, this area you getting ready to come into is full of witchcraft. And, I, you know, my mind said, well, what else is new? All of America full of witchcraft. All of America need an exorcism. All of America need to repent for murder. For all the unborn babies they've allowed to be aborted. And they went back to Connecticut with an anointing over the curse of Baal that was put on their land up there. You see, God only needs one person in the area, one light, to dispel that darkness. And he's getting them. He's getting them. You see, I'm having people come here that were attacked and they've had to fight these attacks for 20 and 30 and 40 years. And God preserved them till now. Why? Because they know how to fight. Because they've been fighting for their very life. They've been fighting for their very existence. God is what God, what you're trying to say. I want to get it. What is it? Have to walk it out. Just have to walk it out. Just have to walk it out. And some of you, even under the sound of my voice right now, could somebody find that scripture that is changing what I was getting ready to say? Find that scripture where Queen Esther said, who knoweth whither thou hast come into the kingdom for such a time as this? Who knoweth whether thou hast come into the kingdom for such a time as this? Can you find that scripture for me, please? Who knoweth whether thou hast come into the kingdom for such a time as this? That's what I just keep hearing. Thank you, Jessica. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, I believe that The Holy Spirit is talking to some of you too right now. We got to get this. We got to get this. If you're in that chat room and God has given you a scripture, could you please post it? There's somebody out there God has given something to go with this. This is Esther 4:14. Even if you're in the blog talk, if God has given you something, would you press 1? It must be the word of God. I don't really care about your opinion or how you feel, but if God has given you a word, in the word, would you press 1? Or through the word? Or would you post the scripture in the chat room? I do have something, but God is trying to add something. If you're on the blog talk, press 1. If you're in the chat room, would you post the scripture? I'm not talking about something you've been trying to say on here for 44 years. I'm talking about if God just immediately put a scripture in front of you, on your heart, and you ask, could you post that? I know God is more. Oh, man. You see, with the people that are here, I had to pray in tongues a lot in this deliverance. Because remember, I was dealing with Seventh-day Adventists, and they did not have, and she had asked God for the baptism in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I believe she had it, but I just believe she was, kind of like, afraid to go against church doctrine and use it, but it saved their life. It saved their life. Speaking in tongues, communication with God saved their life. Yep. It did. Saved their life. You see, I'm going to keep going. Anytime you ask God a question, the Holy Spirit already knows the answer. Anytime you go to God with a question, the Holy Spirit already knows your answer. And God's answer to you will always be in agreement with his word concerning that matter. When you ask God about any situation that you're facing, God will remind you of what he has already said in his word. He'll remind you as if he was to pray his own will to you about the situation, which has already been stated in his word of promise to you and I. God's word is his will concerning you and your situation. Remember, Brother Wes Smith just said, Romans 14:11. So if I take Esther 4:14, For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whither thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. You see that? It's only one Holy Spirit. You see how that flowed together? See how that works? Because there's only one Holy Spirit, it's the same Holy Spirit living in you, that's living in me, that's living in everybody that's filled with God's Holy Spirit. That's the magnificence of God. Remember Jesus' words. Jesus said, the Comforter, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Matthew 4:14-17, Brother Robert posted, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Do you see how this is flowing together? And you see, nobody knew this message I had from God. But it's only one Holy Spirit. That's why I don't like this thing and this notion. When some people think that they're above other people or they got something ain't nobody else got. Lies. It's only one Holy Spirit. You may have more light in an area than I do. I might have more light in an area than you do. You may have more gifting in an area than I do. But it's still only one Holy Spirit. That's why when they came to Jesus to make him a judge, he said, who made me a judge? I came to seek and to save them that were lost. And he could have judged. Because the whole world is judged, literally, by his death, burial, and resurrection. And the fact that he is coming again. So, somebody put that all together for me in one message. Put it all together. Put Esther 4:14, Romans 14:11, Matthew 4:14-17. That's a message from God this morning. I'm not going to even mess with. But that's what I was talking about. That's what I was going to talk about. The Comforter has come. The Comforter is here. That's the message this morning. I'm going to tell you what I got. Because what can I say? Nothing. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews. You all are spiritual Jews. We are. We've been grafted in. Then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. For thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I have nothing else to say. That's the message to us this morning from God. To be quite frank about it, it is well with our souls. Only thing I can pray is thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For thine is the glory and the power forever. Amen. Marvelous. 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 Jessica, I need you to copy this and email it to me. Copy it and email it. That's it. That's it. If I put this with yesterday, what the Lord said, quoting Pastor Wilkerson's book, okay, God, I got it. I got it. I got the message. I got it. And I love the way you gave it this morning. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I have nothing else to say. Good morning, y'all. I'll see you tomorrow. Me, I just
Top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
No, I'm serious.
You're my everything.